With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A University of Montana study funded by the state's largest electric utility predicts dire economic consequences to the state because of the president's plan to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. As Steve Jess reports, the study's drawing sharp criticism from advocates of alternative energy.
The director of the university's Bureau of Business and Economic Research, Patrick Barkey, says the most likely outcome of the president's clean power plan is the complete closure of the Colstrip generating station, triggering an avalanche of economic effects.
I think it targets high-wage jobs. It's a sizable decrease in the economy, however you measure it. It could be the biggest economic event in Montana for more than three decades.
Barkey's study predicts over 7,000 jobs and $500 million in annual personal income will disappear by 2022. His forecast is already being quoted by politicians opposed to the carbon-cutting proposal. But Barkey didn't allow for any alternatives that could keep part of the plant open, such as emissions trading with other states. Former Public Service Commissioner Tom Schneider called it a worst-case scenario.
That is undoubtedly going to scare Montanans. The results are extreme because the underlying assumptions are extreme.
Schneider, a Democrat who served three terms on the PSC, says Northwestern Energy should be working to find solutions to climate change instead of paying for a study that predicts catastrophe. Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
A group of Missoula residents is working to bring a resettlement agency to the city in order to help refugees. The Missoulian newspaper reports that the group of volunteers, called Soft Landing Missoula, started in September when members saw photos of young Syrian refugees washed up on a beach. They've since been working to help refugees from all countries. A representative from the agency International Rescue Committee was in Missoula yesterday to consider opening an office here. Today, Montana's Republicans in Congress urged Governor Steve Bullock to object to any efforts by the federal government to place Syrian refugees in Montana. In a letter to Bullock, Senator Steve Daines and Congressman Ryan Zinke said the governor should direct state agencies to, quote, utilize any lawful means to prevent those refugees from being placed in the state of Montana. Congressman Zinke offered an additional statement today on YouTube.
We need to stop the refugees, pause, and make sure our vetting system is accurate and appropriate. Quite frankly, we don't have the database, and a database doesn't exist.
On Monday, Governor Bullock said refugees requesting settlement in Montana will be denied if there are safety concerns. He says the state is reviewing its protocol for resettlements, and safety is the top priority. Montana is reviewing its criminal justice system. The goal is to reduce spending and lower recidivism rates while improving public safety. State officials say despite a general decline in the crime and arrest rates over the last 7 years, the state prison population and corrections spending have increased. Governor Steve Bullock said today that the Justice Center of the Council of State Governments will examine the entire system and recommend improvements. The effort will be overseen by the 15-member Commission on Sentencing that was created by the 2015 legislature. The commission will recommend legislative changes based on the results of the study. Yellowstone National Park proposes to kill roughly 1,000 wild bison this winter, mostly calves and females, as officials seek to curb the animal's annual migration into Montana. Park officials will meet tomorrow with representatives of American Indian tribes, the state, and other federal agencies to decide on the plan. It marks the continuation of a controversial 2000 agreement between Montana and the federal government that calls for killing bison to prevent the spread of disease to livestock. Almost 5,000 bison roamed the park this summer. A harsh winter could drive thousands into areas of southwestern Montana. An elk hunter reported shooting and killing a grizzly bear northwest of Gardner over the weekend. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks bear management specialist Kevin Fry says the man was hunting in the Tom Miner Basin when he came upon a bear at very close range. He said the bear attacked him and he shot it. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Office filed a report about the shooting on Sunday morning. Fry told the Bozeman Daily Chronicle that investigators plan to interview the man. The grizzly is the third killed by hunters in recent weeks. Two other hunters reported shooting grizzly bears near Gardner and near West Yellowstone in late October. In both cases, the hunters say they shot the animals after bear spray failed to stop them from charging. The federal government is loaning $11 million to two Western Montana hospitals. The Department of Agriculture finances a lot of rural health facilities. It's loaning the Ruby Valley Hospital District $9.95 million to build a new 9-bed hospital in Sheridan. And Community Hospital of Anaconda is getting a $1.1 million loan to build a new clinic space for 11 doctors. The USDA also announced a new set of farm-to-school grants today. Montana will be getting $25,000 to host a farm-to-school conference. A fatal neurological disease that infects elk, deer, and moose has been discovered closer to Yellowstone National Park than ever before. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports that chronic wasting disease was found by Wyoming wildlife officials in a buck white-tailed deer killed November 1st. It was in a hunting area about 25 miles east of Yellowstone. The disease is similar to mad cow disease and not known to be contractable by humans. I'm Eric Whitney. Thank you for listening to Montana Public Radio News.